Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're going to start as written behind me. Rafi put it well, Shir HaShiurim. What we're going to talk about is Shiurim in Halacha, measurements in Halacha. Officially, our class is Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Shabbos. So some of the Talmudim started asking me a few questions that relate to Shiurim. So I said, you know what, we just finished Muktzah, so now let's talk about the Shiur of a Kais, Shiur of a Revius, which is a big, big, big discussion. And Kidarkenu will start from the Mishneh Berurah. And I would imagine that this topic of Shiurim will take us a few weeks, maybe 2-3 weeks. We'll talk about Shiurim. There is a very famous and important Be'er Halacha that's going to be the focus for tonight, and that is about the size of a Revius. So let's take a look at Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, where we discuss a Revius. Now, first of all, we're going to have to define what a Revius is, and we're going to see that in a chart shortly, but we always start from the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Be'ezer Hashem, so let's do that again. Reish Ayin Aleph Yud Gimel Tzarech Lishtois Mikai Shel Kiddush Kimloi Lugmav. You need to drink from the Kiddush the amount of a cheekful. Dahainu kol shiyisal kenu l'tzad echad v'yir melo lugmav v'hu rubo shel revius. And that is the majority of a revius. Now the word revius means a revius halug, a quarter of a lug. Revius means a quarter of a lug. If you take a look at the chart, which is very, very helpful, Rabbi Frank, in his basic intro dictionary, however you describe it, Yitzhak Frank, he has some very, very important tables in the beginning of his Sefer. And if you take a look on the table that's in front of you, he tells us what a beitza is, what a revius is, and what a lug is. Of course, we know a beitza is an egg. Ha! If it would be so simple. If beitza would mean an egg, and we would know, you just take an egg and say, that's what it is. Actually, it's quite complicated. Most of tonight's shiur is going to revolve around that. What exactly is a beitza? Of course, we'll explain what that means. A beitza is an egg. A revius is one quarter of a lug. A lug is a volume measurement. Now, Chazal tell us, Blaksa 6463. Everybody's got to know this. Everybody's got to know this. In place of Shir HaShiurim. So let's do Blaksa 6463. Cameron will get this. Yomo? Yeah. Just got to make sure I'm doing it in the right order. Definitely 6463. I just want to make sure I'm going in the right direction. Okay. Yeah. There are six beitzim. Beit stands for beitza. Lamid stands for lug. Kuf stands for kav. Samach stands for sa'av. And hay stands for hin. Rafi, you thought we were going to talk about the length of a beged for dalet kanfis. You want to talk about a beged for dalet kanfis? Got to do all of it. Okay. So six beitzim and a lug. And a tivari will give you an answer to the point. But now you're in smicha, you got to know the whole thing. Six beitzim and a lug. Four lugim in a kav. Six kavim in a saw. And three saw in a hin. So far, so good, right? If you take a look at Rabbi Frank, Beitza, you see that there are six Beitzim in a lug, and sure enough, there are four lugim in a kav, right? Because six beitzim to a lug and 24 beitzim to a kav. You see that? Beautiful. Okay. So now a revius. What's a revius? Let's just translate the word revius. Revius means one quarter of a lug. How many beitzim go into one quarter of a lug? The answer is 1.5. 1.5 beitzim. So, to the answer to our question of how much a revius is would be 1.5 beitzim. Rabbi Frank points out, and I won't give the Makoros right now that bring it out, Tosas and Chulin seems to say this as well, that another idea that we should know is, this is how they taught it to me when I was in Cheder. Blaksa 6463. If I was a real Cheder, they would have said Zexfir. But okay. Now, so that's how it goes. You got it? Blaksa 6463. Now, a Kezias happens to be a half a Beitza. They didn't put this in. But a Zayas is actually two Zaysim equal a Beitza. So two Zaysim equal. So really, what they should have done is a Blaksa. Okay. So that means, it's interesting, that a half a beitza, a kezayis is half a beitza. If you see, Rabbi Frank has that also on the bottom of that chart. Now, we're not going to talk today about a kezayis. We're not going to talk about Rav Rafi's beged. We're going to talk now just about the revius of a kos. Oh, so revius means, what's the size of a kos? The size of a kos is what? 1.5 beitzin. Okay. The big discussion that we're just going to have to get through today is the different deos of the size of a kos. So revius is one quarter of this. That's what a revius is. So let's say that a revius is one quarter of a lug. Revius is a quarter, of course, is a quarter of a lug. And according to the above assessment, it's 1.5 beitzim. Tov? Okay. Now we're ready for the Mishnah Berurah. Before this, we weren't even ready for the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, Samaches, Rubo Shel Revius. Hainu, Ba'adam Beini Machzik Shir Kach. Avol Ba'adam Godlo B'yoser Mesharinan Kimlom Lugav Didei Lefi Godlo. So, a melo lugmav is a majority of a revius. However, someone who's larger, then his melo lugmav is going to be larger. And you don't have to drink more than a revius. This is interesting. Let's say if there's a very large kos, all you have to drink is a revius. You don't need to drink the entire kos. Might be some chumrah, but bepashtus one doesn't. Vida. The sheer revius. Now, how much is a sheer revius? Who can at melo Shtei klipos mi beitza beinanish shel tarnagol, v'hu shir beitza umechze maklipa. It's exactly what we said, that the math works, and that is, it's a 1.5 eggs, dilughu shisha beitzim kidisa bigamara, umemele revias halughu beitza lechetzi. That's what we just spelled out. So it'll be straightforward. All we need to do is measure how much an egg is. So how would we measure an egg? So the Noda B'Yehuda spells this out, but Noda B'Yehuda, as we're going to see, is very, very controversial on the topic. You don't need the Noda B'Yehuda for this. The way you would measure is you would fill up, and this is what the Poskim did throughout the generations, you'd fill up a bowl of water, and you would put it in a larger bowl, and you drop in an egg. Displacement, right? How do they say in science? Displacement theory? I don't know. How much water it displaces. That would be the volume that would constitute a revius. Now, if we did that today, if we took an egg today and we measured that, so take a look in the modern poskim. Let's take a look towards the back of our photocopies. You have over here a sefer that most of it, I think, is strange. In the sense that I don't know why you need Rabbi Bodner's Shir of Kezias. It's a very, very important sefer. But most of it, why he has to have a picture of every single food item, I'm not sure. You know, but at the end of the day, the information in the sefer is important. So in Rabbi Bodner's sefer, in the photocopy, you have a little bit of English on the top. Footnote number 24. He writes the following. He says, Vishalti, everybody see that? Footnote 24. Vishalti agon Reb David Feinstein, shemaditi va'ola rak lenefach shel 1.87 fluid ounces. And Ramesha was quoted as saying 2.2 fluid ounces. And it actually comes out almost exactly 2 fluid ounces to be the size. It comes out that a beitza is what? A beitza is going to be less than 1.87. A beitza is going to be less than 1.87, and 1.5 is going to come out to 1.87. Okay? So, wait a second, let's just be as precise as possible. Let's take a look at 23 on top. According to information provided by the National Egg Board and USDA, the average large grade egg, including the shell, will displace 1.87. So it's going to be a little bit more. It'll come out to be a little bit more than 2 ounces. A little bit more than 2 ounces. Here they quote Ramesha Feinstein as saying 2.2 fluid ounces, something around that area, the size of 1.5 beitzim. Okay. So according to that shear, what's going to emerge then is a revius is quite small, right? 2.2 fluid ounces. Most kosos today are bigger than that. However, there's a famous chumrah which we're going to discuss today and try to get and discuss some of the issues around this chumrah, and that will give us a sense of the whole discussion of shir revius. V'yesh machmirim ba'od b'inin ha-shir v'ochichu da'abeitzim niskatnu bizmanenu l'machtzis mimah shahayu b'imeh ha-gemara v'alkein shir revius hu b'kiflayim. So first of all, this is a machlokas. I told you, did I write it down? I didn't write down the shear of a kezias. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that a kezias is a half a beitza. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Pei Vav. Actually, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim that we're going to see in a moment, he holds that a kezias is a third of a beitza. Okay, but either way, at the end of the day, what comes out is that according to the Mekilim, the halacha is that it's 1.5 beitzim. After measuring different eggs today, an egg is 1.87, which means that 1.5 is going to be 3, right? 1.87 will come out to 3. Come out to 3 ounces. So 3 ounces is still a pretty poor, a small cup. The Mishnah Berurah then just pointed out that there will also be a nafkamina in terms of kezias, because a kezias is going to be a half a kebetza. And then one is going to measure out the space that it would take to crush the matzah into half of a beitza. We said beitza is 1.87, so slightly less than 1 fluid ounce, that would be a kezias. These shiurim are also, as Rabbi Bodner points out, very close to the shiurim of Rabbi Chaim Noh, Rabbi Avram Chaim Noh. Okay, there was a hand. There's no such thing as a silly question.
Well, why are we measuring volume of an egg based on displacement and not by the physical volume?
Okay, how? Because
cracking open an egg and measuring what that is.
Right. Chazal, we're going to, you'll see the answer shortly. You're going to see that Chazal speak about the measurement, an egg in terms of its size. We're going to see that. Although you are right that every once in a while we speak about swallowing an egg also. That's an important point. I think we'll have a makar for it, and you'll tell me if it's a makar. I'm not sure. Right now the answer to your question is I'm not sure, and let's see if we'll come up with a makar. V'yesh machmirim od. There are some who say that it's double. Va'ayim beber alacha, 4 lines from the bottom of Mishnah Bura. Mesha kisavnu b'inyin zed, denochon lochush ledevreim le'inyin kiddush shel laila. Wow! So you know what happened? What came out over here was, in very, very practical terms, it's 1.87, right? And 1.87 plus, that's, what would half of that be? What would half of 1.87 be? 19 would be another 95, right? So it would be plus approximately 0.95. That would be 12, 1, 18. Oh, 18, what was it? 12, 9, 18, yeah. That would be 2.82. And generally, most poskim say that it's 3, bottom line, would be 3 fluid ounces. Okay? Now, if we double that, for some reason, if it's times 2, so then it will, of course, be 6 fluid ounces. So we went from a very, very small kos into a very, very large kos. Okay. What's behind this whole discussion? So first of all, Be'er Halacha says, Halacha l'maisa, let's start with the Be'er Halacha's psak. The Be'er Halacha's psak is, le'inyin kiddush shalayla, one should be machmir, sheyachzik hakos, kishnei beitzim. That should be something that's not machzik 1.5, but kishnei beitzim. We also have to discuss where he got the number kishnei beitzim. If you double it, so then it should be 6 ounces. It should be 3 ounces, not kishnei beitzim. So that will have to remind me, we've got to come back to. Okay. Now what's behind this chumrah? This chumrah is based on a Noda Behuda that the Be'er Halacha quotes in Dibra Maskel Shel Revius. Says the Be'er Halacha. Ayi Mishnah Bura. Vihine hagon hatzlach. Perek arve psachim daf kuf tezayin kosav shetorach umodad shiur kemech lechala al pi shiuro shel Rambam perek vav milchus bikurim shuhu shiuro shel Rav Chisda shel bigamara al pi cheshbon mem sala mikva. What the Noda Behuda did is the Noda Behuda had another piece of information. The other piece of information is the following. Chala, the shear of chala is the gematria of chala. Isn't that really cool? 43 beitzim. If you have less than 43 beitzim, you're not chayiv in chala. So far, so good. How do you measure 43 beitzim of chala? In other words, is there any comparison to the shiur of beitzim for challah that we could somehow infer back what a beitzah of challah is? And the answer is yes. That there's another source that we have in halacha that tells us how to measure beitzim and gives us the number for 43 for challah. Here it gets a little bit complicated, but let's stay with it. And that's the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam photocopied in the end of Hilchos Bikurim, after the chart, the Rambam tells us, Kama hu shiro isa shechayeves bechala. What is the shir? So everybody knows that's 43 beitzim. But the Rambam tells us how he calculated it. And the Rambam says that we use the same calculation that we use for examining 40 saw. Now we know, blocks of 6463, that there is a certain amount of beitzim in a saw. Right? Because a saw is a measurement that directly corresponds to beitzim. Let's take a look at Rabbi Frank. How many eggs go into a saw? So we got it. 144 eggs go into a saw. 40 saw is 144 times 40. That's a lot of eggs to put in the mikveh. So you got, that's a mikveh. Okay. Now we know how many thumb breaths 40 saw are. So far so good? Okay. And the Rambam gives us exactly that in terms of measuring over there in probably one of the most complicated mathematical Rambams around. You see how this goes on and on and on? Kamahu shira yisur chayevas b'chala. And he gives us the weight. He says, vein mishko shisho shmonim slaim mushnei shlisha, etc., etc., etc. Shehein mishpal zech such and such. Umida shi machila kemishko alzem ikem achachitim azeh ba modin lechala b'chal makom. Where did the Rambam get the measurements of the fingers? The Rambam got that measurements of fingers from mikvos. Because in mikvos, we know, I didn't look up the number, how many finger breaths make up the entire height, width of a mikvah, which is all a volume number. But we use the thumb breaths to measure it. Okay. So says the Node Behuda, I use my thumbs, okay? And I measured the amount of challah of 43 beitzim based on the thumb breaths of the Rambam as we see for the mikvah. What I did was I took this number of 43 and I took 1/43 of it, which would be the size of a beitza. Right? That would be the size of a beitza. And I examined that number, and what did I come up with? Back into the Be'er Halacha. Shehu shi'uro sherav chizda b'gemara al pi cheshmo memsa l'mikva. Vishuv madat shir chal al pi ma shi'pilu mem gimel beitzim min ha-mayim, kmo she'kos v'atur, v'yakli ha-rishon machzik shnei pa'amim kefi shir zeh. And what came out was that my measurement based on the fingers was twice the amount of 1.5 eggs. In other words, what came out for me, that 1/43 of the shir challah was 3 eggs, not 1.5 eggs. You got it? 3 eggs, not 1.5. Vayakli arishon machzik shnei pamim kfi ashir hazeh. Al kein poshat hagon. Shal korchach habeitzim niskatnu mimachzis mashoi bimei hakadmonim. So it's got to add up. These are two different shiurim, two different ways of measuring a beitza, but both of them are shiurim of halacha l'moshe misinai, and we know what the shiur is, and something is not adding up over here. So what did the Node Behuda conclude? So Node Behuda concluded that it must be that the shiurim have changed. The beitzim have gotten smaller than they used to be. Vimkein kol shiurenu, all of our shiurim, heim b'shtias revius shanu misharim beitzo mechza. Both when it comes to revius, v'chein shiur chala shel mem gimel beitzim, v'chein achilas kizayis matzo marshan misharim kechatzi abeitza. Right, because a kizayis we pass in Shulchan Aruch is a half a beitza. All of those things is now doubled. So now, when you cheshbening a shiur of how much matzah you need to eat in fluid ounces, so what did we say an egg was? An egg was 1.87. So I would have said that a kibetza is a half of that. That's less than a fluid ounce. That's not so much. But at the end of the day, we don't say that, according to the Noda Yehuda. But rather, every shear of beitzim has to be doubled with zman hazeh. So it's no longer 1.87 of a beitza. Every beitza is twice that. And therefore, the shear revius, also, as we just said, is it's no longer 1.5 beitzim of that we're measuring. We're measuring 3 of our beitzim. 3 of our beitzim is now going to be 3 times 1.87. It's going to be a little less than 6. That's going to be 5 something. Let's do that. 3 point time 1. Anybody got a calculator there? Let's be as precise as possible. 3 times 1.87 is what?
5.61.
What?
5.61.
5.61. That sounds very accurate. Okay. That's known by many as the Shir Chazon Ish. Because the Chazon Ish felt that the Noda Yehuda was Mechanan Lamita Shel Teir. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita points out on this Mishnah Berurah that there was a descendant of the Chafetz Chaim that measured the Chafetz Chaim's own kais. Take a look. Says Mareinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Shlita V'yesh Machmirim Hu Rak Chomra Ba'alma V'loy Midina. That meikur de dina, we follow the more lenient position. Nechto shall a Mishnah Berurah made should be yado agvia shall of kiddush sava Mishnah Berurah v'hu kishir agon Reb Chaim Noah, which is 1.87 is the zet is an egg. And another half of that is 3. It's basically 3. We'll call it 3. We tried to do the math over there, but it's basically 3 ounces. That would be the shear. That would be the shear. Oh, I'd like to get the Gemara says that the Amoraim and Tzaddikim would have their hands dirty from the Shalya Shel Vlad. So this is the modern Shalya Shel Vlad is using her hands for the Torah to erase the mistakes. Okay, so this is the Shita of the Noda Yehuda. Ayin Sham, continue on, let's do a Keseder. 7 lines from the bottom. Ayin Sham Sheherich Lo Chiyach Deshiure Atzpos Lo Nishtanu Liskatim Bizmanenu Kefi Ma Shehetik Aramba Val Korachach Derak HaBeitzim Liskatnu. Now the Noda Yehuda claims that the only reason the Noda Yehuda's kasha is going to be a kasha is because he measured with his fingers, right? The whole comparison was with the Noda Yehuda's fingers. So, Noda Yehuda says, and I looked it up, that's how Noda Yehuda says, he's convinced that our fingers have not gotten bigger. If anything, he claims they've only gotten smaller. This is a big, big debate to this day in the Olam HaTorah about the Noda Yehuda's thumbs. Some have pointed out that the Talmidim described that the Noda Yehuda was a pretty large man. And some say that the Noda Yehuda was coming from Amari Chazal, that he believed that his thumb wasn't larger than the thumbs from the times of Chazal. But some want to argue, the poskim who say that the correct shear is the Mishnah Berurah shear, is that the Noda Yehuda was quite a big, was a relatively large man, and his thumbs were relatively large. There is a sefer, I enjoyed a shear very much, in the Tivaria from Rav Ginsburg Shlita. So he made reference to a Talmud Chacham whose sefer, I didn't know he has a sefer on shiurim, very extensive. I know him from another sefer that I love in Avodas Hashem. His name is Rav Hadar Margolin. He has a beautiful sefer on Chazara, The name of the sefer is Hadron Halacha Chizuk, about covering ground and learning, and doing chazara, etc., etc. It's a fantastic sefer. What I had not known is he also has a very, very interesting sefer about shiurim, and it's a very extensive sefer where he comes out that he tries to bring many rayas from the poskim that the correct shiur is really the smaller shiur, and he collects the different shitos. Even though the Chazon Ish and the Stipa, we're going to see shortly, felt strongly that the larger shear was correct, he attempts many rites, and he discusses this about the thumbs. An interesting anecdote that Rav Ginsburg mentioned is that he once went to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. This is very cool. He once went to Rav Shlomo Zalman to discuss the sugya with somebody else. And he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman a question, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, he said, "Why don't you ask the fellow who wrote the sefer on shiurim? I just noticed the sefer on shiurim. That's a really, really good sefer." And sure enough, it was his sefer. So that's quite a madriga that he went to ask the Pesach, and the Pesach made reference that he didn't even know that it was his sefer. Now, Zar Lin Yanenu, this is the machlokus between the Noda Behuda and many other poskim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has what I always thought was a bomb kasha on the Noda Behuda. And that might be very well why the Mishnah Berurah himself, as Moreno Rav Nevensal, argues that the Mishnah Berurah himself, he believes, is only mentioning this as a chumrah. Notice, even the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh machmirim. By the way, before we go on, I want to point out that this chumrah is also a kula. Like most areas in halacha, this kula becomes a chumrah, and the chumrah becomes a kula. Rav Margolin brings a lot of mekoros that there's a lot of room to be makel, that even a kezias is a very small amount. He speaks about in terms of shiurim, let's say someone is sick, and so on and so forth, that you don't have to force on them the big shiur. Okay, but I just want to point out that kula becomes a chumrah. Where does it become a chumrah? When it comes to someone who's fasting. Right? If someone's fasting, so then we try, l'chatchila, if they're sick, and if it's a necessary for them to eat. So then, obviously, each fast has its own set of halachas, etc., etc. I'm not talking about that. We have shiurim on that as well. But what emerges is that those individuals eat shiurim. So the more you're going to be machmir and say a base is larger, you're going to be able to be makil and say you can eat more. The more you're going to be makil on hilchos shiurim and say, "Oh, kais, only 1.5 beitzim, even today's beitzim, is going to come out of chumrah." This is a classic example where a kula becomes a chumrah and a chumrah becomes a kula. So you know, I'm not ready necessarily to say, "Oh, Rav Margolin has gevaldige rayas, etc., etc." Because then in the end, I'm going to end up being machmir on cholim. In a case of where it's not pikuach nefesh, I don't want to do that either. So we have to tread carefully. I've heard people talk about it, and they say, "Oh, you know, the pasha is a closed book. If you're going to close the book, then you're going to end up being machmir." Maybe that's the answer. Maybe Rav Margolin will really be machmir for cholim as well. But I'm just pointing out that there's double-edged sword over here, like most things in halacha. Now, we're up to the bare halacha's raya of why the Noda Behuda l'chura should not be correct. And he says the following. Vaf ulanias daiti, 5 lines from the bottom of the Be'er Halacha on page 96. Vilinias daiti after kushiyasu hi kushi gdula v'chamura al shiurenu, avol neged shiitasu yesh gam ken kushi chamura. So on the one hand, he says, no, the Behuda has the strong raya from the thumbs. Again, many poskim say just that the Noda Behuda had large thumbs. And by the way, once the Noda Behuda's thumb is a little bit larger, so then every single thumb is... Let's say his thumb was 1/5 larger than the thumbs of Chazal, then that changes everything, because you're constantly, every single time, you're adding a fifth of a difference. So he says, but the Be'er Halacha says, I've got a strong kasha. And this I haven't heard people emphasize, but I think is a very strong kasha as well. Dehine besugya diyuma daf pei, muchach deshir kumlo lugma mishnei atzdanim ba'adam beini hu yoser mi revius. Ayin sham betosis di bramas lochanami. We can't cause of a ranishar poskim. The ees alke daituch the shir revius bismanen who kiflayim. So everybody hear that? A malo lugmav of tut stadim, adam benini, is more than a revius. And if we're going to say that the shear revius is now 3 eggs and not 1.5 eggs, im kein kimlo lugma badam beni mishnei tzadim hu yosem igimol beitzim. So that means that a person should be able to fit into his mouth more than 3 beitzim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, he also tested. All the Gedolei Torah were sitting and testing, except Rav Moshe Feinstein, because Rav David Feinstein says the number that Rav Moshe said, a Talmud test, if you take a look at Rabbi Bodner again. But it was really a little bit less. If you say it's less, Rav David says, okay, it's less. And then it comes out exactly to 3 fluid ounces. Chavetz Chaim says, v'zeh kfar b'chanti, v'nisiti b'kama anoshim b'inani hamlo lugma shalem mishnei atzadim, v'ola l'kol ha'yosef rak at shnei beitzim. How much water could you fit in your mouth? Yeah, I can see some guys going back to supper, telling your wife, you're going to be sitting over the sink, like trying to, wife asking what's going on. So you're measuring how much water could you fill into 2 cheekfuls. Chavetz Chaim says, I tested it, and the most that people were able to get was 2 beitzim. Perfect. If you learn, the shiurim didn't change. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, 2 mlo lugmav, is more than a revius. How much is a revius? 1.5 eggs. How much do you get in 2 cheekfuls? 2 eggs. Hare, last line in the Be'er Halacha, debatim shalonu lo miskatnu kolkach, rak ez shir katan levad. So Chavetz Chaim concludes that it's the smaller shir. The Chazon Ish felt strongly that the shear, the correct shear, is the No de Yehuda. And to this day, the world shakes on these shear. So Rav Rafi had asked me to discuss about the shear of a beged for Dalit Confess. It's going to revolve around this. That's the first question we have to ask. Now, we haven't discussed how this discussed gets involved with Amma. Obviously, though, the math is not going to be too hard to do, considering that we know what the size of the etzba and the mikveh is, right? So then eventually we're going to have to transpose that to the size of an amma. But next year, Mir Tzashem will be about an amma. And eventually, we'll get to this year for the Beged Tzitzis. So, the stipler in his Sefer, Shi'uran Shel Torah, last two pages, quotes the Be'er Halacha and the Kasha, and he attempts to answer it. Yud, umishabura bebear aloch, simre shayin hiksha, mehod mavur biyuma daf pei, the melo lugma mishne stud, maxic yosem revius, vi revius who could give obeitim shalanu, hei chitachin shakoze ikonis befi adam bifneats mavu, who asa nisayon, who is the Chavetz Chaim, ba noshim benim, veina maxic el kishne beitzim. Says a stipler, vihine ani nisit litan latocha peb is rezus, vinichnas kola kos shalanu. And the stipler says, it's not true. He says, I was able to get my whole kos, 5.61 ounces, I was able to get it all into my mouth. Ach ein tzarech l'chol zeh. But even that you don't necessarily need. Why? The kfar heshev heitim marana chazonish, dal koponim, osan shtei beitzim adayin yichol l'salkel mitzad echad, shekei nira v'chush, v'imkein al karchach shemile shnei lugmavu yosr mizeh. Says the Chazon Ish, are you really filling up your whole mouth? Says the Chazon Ish, the moment the person starts feeling that there isn't going to be any air, they hold back and they leave a little bit of space. Says the Chazon Ish, it's not only here, it goes all the way up till here. And that, says the Chazon Ish, you'll definitely get, says 3 beitzim. Claims the stipler, I did it. I would have liked to have seen the stipler do it. But the stipler says, I got 3 beitzim into my mouth. But my uncle, the Chazon Ish, felt that even that wasn't enough, that you even have to be mishar all the way to the bottom. Kimlo lugma. Towards the bottom of your throat. And for that, you get even more than 3 beitzim in. So the machlokes continues. The truth is, I'm a little bit biased towards the Mishnah Berurah's. There's no yesh lodun. Why would Chazal say that Malo Lugmav tells somebody to measure something that, according to the Chazon Ish, they would automatically, their biological response, their instinctive response is to spit out. They won't let that much water in their mouth. So Chazal is telling us how much to measure Malo Lugmav. How much is Chetzi Lugmav? Oh, by the way, why Chazal do this? Because we're talking on Yom HaKippurim. So Yom HaKippurim, you take half of the amount. Chazal say you fill up your mouth all the way, spit it out, and then you take half of it. That's how you measure Malo. That's how you measure one side, one cheekful. That's how you're supposed to do it. So the Chazon Ish says you gotta. It's a lot of water that has to be up until the throat. My response to defend the Mishnah Brura is if Chazal were telling you how much Malo Lugmav is, they were not telling a person to reach a point that they're going to Chas v'Chalila come close to choking. So therefore, it would seem to me that the Chazon Ish's teretz is a little bit of a difficult teretz. And then the question becomes whether the Stipler is right in Mitzius or the Chavetz Chaim is right. How much does a person get in? Do they get in something like a little bit more than 5.6 ounces? Or do they only get in a little bit more than 3 ounces, 3.5? And that is how we conclude this machlokus. It becomes a machlokus in Mitzius, and that will be something to discuss. So, halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Brura himself, Betoras Chumra, the way Rav Neman Sal Shlita presents it, says at l'chatchila on Friday night, and by all d'oraisas, one should be machmir. Mishnah Brura himself is of that opinion. We're going to see in Mirtzah Hashem next week that there are poskim who say that they feel even on Doraisis you don't need to, because they don't hold of the Chazon Ish. The no, the Mihud is the way we should say it. Chazon Ish felt it was Me'ikr Dedina. Rav Neman Sal Shlita, it seems from Rav Shlomo Zalman, our Masorah is that's a Chumrah. It's not Me'ikr Dedina. Me'ikr Dedina is the Shir of Moran HaChavetz Chaim. For Haraya, the kos of the Chavetz Chaim itself. However, the minagim b'nei brak is to be machmir. And it all revolves around this question of the beitzim b'zman hazeh. Mirtz Hashem next week, we'll pick up with the Amma, how this reflects to Amma. We're already past Hilchos Shabbos, although we could keep it in Hilchos Shabbos, right? How can we keep it in Hilchos Shabbos? Erevin. What's the shir of an Amma? Hilchos Erevin. Came up in Nafkamina, can't pass. Whether it was a Pirtz of Esser, when I was a Rebbe in Camp Ask, it was mamish totally on how you measured Amma. It was very, very, very close how you measured Amma. And you could see right now, there's a large difference in the Shiurim, right? If you already go on to say that the measurement of a Beitza is double, so then there's a big difference between Shiurim. And therefore, this Ha'ara of Rav Neman Sal Shlita is critical in terms of many other things. Me'ikr Dedina, he's saying that we follow this sheet. And it will go l'kula and l'chumra. I want to emphasize it goes in both directions, both l'kula and l'chumra. Tov, yes, Rav Rafi.
A few questions. Other questions have with shiurim. And
yes.
Does the shiur, I would say, in the Chazon Ish, does that need to be drinking in its entirety by the person who's in
Larich,
or is that
so it's so funny. I worked hard today that I didn't give you the booklet from last time in Hilchos Kiddush. I have a whole booklet on Hilchos Kiddush where we discuss the halachas of Te'ima. The halacha is Me'ikr Dedina, yes, he's supposed to drink Melo Lugmav L'chatchila.
From the
Shir of the Revi'is, correct. And Mishnah Brura says he doesn't have to drink more. Maybe we'll do that, Bezer Hashem, afterwards.
In terms of, let's say, a person who's minhag is to make kiddush on yain shefar, or...
So that's a big problem.
Or yain sara.
Right. How do you mishire that? So that's a shir by itself. Remind me. Maybe we'll talk about that, Bezer Hashem. Yeah, it becomes a shir by itself.